Local schools in Alaska are slowly making improvements in meeting their adequate yearly progress, or AYP, basic standards. The Department of Education today showed that nearly 60% of the state's 505 schools met the No Child Left Behind standards, a net increase of 10 schools over last year's count. Eric McCormick is the Director of Assessment, Accountability, and Information Management for the department. He says Alaska schools have shown a positive trend, but not as steep a growth as they had hoped for. He says this year, the results show 77% of students passed the language test and 66% passed the math test.
For the next 4 years, out to 2013-2014, that rate goes up every year, and it goes up at a pretty steep rate till we hit the point of 100%, which was the aspirational goal back, you remember when No Child Left Behind was first enacted.
The AYP standard is a measurement of each school. The state is working with them and local districts to help them improve. McCormick says much of the work comes by improving communications between failing schools and those that have shown success.
We want them to enable and get the words out, but we, cases where we don't have to, we don't want to dictate what they need to do. They know what's best for their kids. They know what's best for their schools. And if there are opportunities to get people together, we'll continue to do that. And like our Curriculum Alignment Institute, when we first started that, those are for schools that were primarily in intervention status, but we've expanded it and allowed other districts and schools to attend. We'd like to get everybody, but I don't think we have the capacity to help everybody yet.
Eric Fry, the department's information officer, points to a long list of sources available to local schools and districts, from new teacher training programs to mentoring to pre-kindergarten development.
When I talk about state initiatives, so often I'm talking about going to the districts themselves for the expertise and then rechanneling it to other districts. And we have our director of rural education for the first time in the state, who is working closely with the state system of support in struggling districts.
The federal No Child Left Behind Act, which initiated the standards-based reporting, has not yet been reauthorized. However, McCormick says the department is working a plan that presumes it will be in statute to meet the 2014 deadline.